The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Sharpen Herbicide from BASF, SRS Commodities, and Heads Up Plant Protectants. NDSU Extension Weed Specialist Joe Eichley talks about prominent weed pressures in dry beans in this week's Dry Bean Scene.
So when we look at some of the problematic weeds that we're dealing with in dry bean, we've really had the same handful pop up to the top of the list the past couple of years. So when we look at some of our broadleaf weeds, they can often be some of our most problematic ones. And so water hemp is becoming a bigger problem for us in dry bean. Basically, as we move from south to north, the pressure from water hemp is less, but that is slowly changing. So we do have water hemp populations moving further north, and so that's going to become just an increasing problem, particularly as we get into like the heart of dry bean acres, you know, Walsh County, Grand Forks County, that type of area. As water hemp becomes more prominent there, that's going to be a bigger problem in dry bean. We started to see some of that this year as well. So water hemp is a challenge because of herbicide resistance and some of the herbicide limitations we have in dry bean. We do still have some options for that one. So that's kind of encouraging if we get our plan together this winter for controlling water hemp next year. The other broadleaf weed that we kind of deal with on an annual basis in dry bean is common ragweed. And so that one we do have some herbicide resistance. Our group 2 herbicides and some of our group 14 herbicides don't work as we would like them to on common ragweed. And unfortunately, within dry bean, that severely limits us to basically suppression at best.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants, SRS Commodities, Sharpen Herbicide from BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and North Harvest Bean Growers Association.